Chapter 35. The Lion Who Says What Gives. I opened the door beneath the catwalk, the same one Monica had peered down weeks earlier, and found myself looking down a tunnel that sloped downhill at the same rate the last one had sloped up. This was a tube, not a square shaft, and you wouldn't be far off to say it resembled an ultra-long submarine torpedo room. Helping create that effect was an overhead string of red lights in wire cages that ran down to infinity. That, plus four large insulated hot water pipes, grouped around a gangplank, one on either side and two suspended above. The pipes were also responsible for the dragon's breath of hot air that greeted me as soon as I opened the door. Gingerly, I touched one of them. It was somewhere between a baked potato and a clothes iron. Not super hot, but incentive enough to make you want to keep your hands to yourself and stay balanced on the planking. I was done picking locks for the night, and I remembered about my exam in the morning. But I thought I could just go down and have a quick look-see, and then come right back up and call it a night. I had no idea what time it was getting to be, but I figured it was worth a quick reconnaissance to see where this went. Reascending the catwalk to switch off the overhead lights, I returned to the tunnel and began following along the gangplank in what I judged to be a northwesterly direction. I was heading towards Pupin Hall, the scientific corner of campus. Pupin Hall, just another wing of the insane asylum, some might argue, since it was in the tunnels and labs under Pupin that the first cyclotron was built. The first step in the Manhattan Project that resulted in the atomic bomb. It was getting to be noticeably hotter as I descended. I hoped this meant I was nearing the campus boiler room and not Dante's famous outpost. The only thing I was sure of, if I happened upon a signboard reading, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here," I was definitely calling it a night. What I came upon instead was something better suited to Lewis Carroll. Just before the tunnel abruptly ended, it widened out and abutted against a massive stone wall that rose up in front of me. I found myself at the foot of what looked to be an ancient stone castle, the foundation blocks big as UPS trucks and of the same brown color, fit together as tightly as the ruins of Machu Picchu. What gave it an Alice in Wonderland feel was that halfway up the castle wall, 12 feet at least, was a 3-foot-high wooden door. This incongruity was further heightened because reaching it required ascending an aluminum rollaway ladder, similar to those used at airports to load passengers onto commuter airplanes. This one was a switchback design, not straight-on boarding. Warily, I climbed the steps, and upon reaching the door, half expected to find a bottle of potion with the words, "Drink me." No bottle, however. All there was a miniature door with an oversized, tarnished brass knob. It was the kind of door better suited to a closet door or a laundry chute than an entrance to a castle keep. I twisted the knob, pulled the door open, and poked my head inside. Instantly, I recognized where I was and understood the reason for the door's diminutive size. It wasn't a castle wall at all. It was the foundation to the old university gym. and this door fed directly into the padded indoor running track. The door opened at the south end of the track, where the floor banked for the runners to round the curve. The effect of this was to leave very little space to accommodate a doorway, forcing it to fit between the upper rim of the track and the ceiling, hence its munchkin size. Inside the gymnasium, there were only a few lights on and no one in sight. I retreated and closed the door. That was enough poking around for the night. Descending the ladder, I was just coming off the final step and about to retrace my way up the gangplank when I noticed off to my right something I had failed to spot earlier. The outer castle wall followed the same curve as the running track, and if I had followed its curve a few more steps, I would have come upon another, much larger hole in the foundation, which by its width and position on the wall probably should have included a drawbridge.